From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller reporting. U.S. military officials say coalition airstrikes in northern Syria killed about 100 pro-government fighters who were part of an attack on U.S.-backed opposition forces. Michael Brown has more.
The U.S.-led coalition said the pro-government fighters carried out an unprovoked attack against the well-established Syrian Democratic Forces headquarters. U.S. personnel have been advising and assisting the SDF, and some were embedded with them at the time of the attack in Deir el-Zor province. The officials said no Americans were hurt, while one SDF member was wounded in the assault that was backed by artillery, tanks, and rocket-launching systems. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.
U.S. Vice President Michael Pence is in South Korea to attend the opening ceremony of the Pyeongchang Winter Olympics. Pence had high praise for South Korea and its democracy.
South Korea is a testament to the power of freedom and the capacity of free peoples to create prosperity and security.
Pence is leading a U.S. delegation to the Winter Olympics in Pyeongchang, South Korea, in part to counter efforts by North Korean leader Kim Jong-un to present what U.S. President Donald Trump's advisors see as a facade of international goodwill and cooperation. North Korea staged a military parade in Pyongyang Thursday, one day before the opening ceremonies of the Winter Olympics in Seoul, out in South Korea. Government sources in Seoul say tens of thousands of people participated or attended the parade and rally in Kim Il-sung Square to mark the 70th anniversary of the isolated nation's military. Follow Voice of America on social media for pictures, videos, and more. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson says the U.S. is seriously considering imposing major restrictions on Venezuela's oil industry and that President Donald Trump will make the decision.
As to any future steps that the U.S. might take regarding sanctioning oil or products to put more pressure on the Maduro regime, we are going to take into full consideration the impacts on regional countries.
Tillerson said the United States could make up for the shortfall created by the ban. He also affirmed U.S. support for Jamaica, saying America's security and prosperity are very closely tied to that of its Caribbean neighbors. Several aftershocks have hampered rescue efforts as emergency personnel comb through collapsed buildings in search for survivors after a powerful earthquake killed at least 10 people near Taiwan's popular tourist city of Hualien. Rosanna Philpott has that story.
More than 200 aftershocks have impacted rescue efforts after Taiwan's deadly earthquake. Emergency teams raced to uncover survivors in the early hours of Thursday morning, looking for any still trapped in the rubble. It's the aftermath of a powerful 6.4 magnitude earthquake that struck the city of Hualien Tuesday. More than 600 soldiers and over 1,000 police are joining the rescue efforts. The government says aftershocks could rock the island for the next 2 weeks.
Reporter Rosanna Philpott. The United States government is headed for a shutdown midnight Thursday unless House members of Congress overcome their differences on immigration and reach a budget agreement. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell announced that the Senate leaders struck a bipartisan deal Wednesday that would keep the federal government funded for 2 years but left immigration topics unaddressed.
No one would suggest it is perfect, but we worked hard to find common ground.
House Minority Leader Democrat Nancy Pelosi spoke on the House floor for 8 hours Wednesday and then announced she'd be withholding her support for the funding deal until Republican Speaker of the House Paul Ryan commits to a floor vote to address the plight of beneficiaries of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals or DACA program. A Bangladesh court sentenced former Prime Minister Khalida Zia on Thursday to 5 years in prison on corruption charges. The conviction means that Zia, the arch-rival of the current prime minister, could be barred from running in December national elections. Zia's lawyer says she will appeal the decision. Britain said Thursday it is working with its partners to tackle U.S. concerns over a landmark 2015 nuclear deal between Iran and major powers, but said Tehran must avoid actions that threaten regional security. Britain's minister of the Middle East, Alistair Burt, told a conference in Paris that they want the deal to succeed. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.